Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
広島大学イングリッシュポッドキャスト異文化ディスカッションへようこそ。この番組異文化ディスカッションでは、広島大学に学ぶ留学生をゲストに招き、東広島での学生生活や身近な話題について英語で話してもらいます。今回から3回にわたり2人のゲストに登場してもらいます。タイ出身のピン、そして日本生まれイギリス育ちのショーンです。今回の話題はタイとイギリス。聞き手は広島大学のジョー・ラウアーさんです。それではごゆっくりどうぞ。
Hi everyone, and welcome to our cross-culture talk this month. Wow, it's been about 6 or 8 months since we recorded this cross-culture talk because of the corona problem. You know, people cannot gather in the same place. So today, for the first time ever, we're doing our cross-culture talk using Zoom. We hope that the sound quality is good. And it's a great pleasure for us to greet our two guests, Pin from Thailand and Sean from Britain.
Hello.
Yay.
good. And before we begin, can you each tell us a little about yourselves? What's your major? How long have you been in Japan? Like that.
Okay, so I'll go first. So hi, everyone. My name is Sean. And I'm currently an IGS student from the Department of Integrated Global Studies. And I'm a second year student now. And I'm currently majoring in culture and tourism studies. And yeah, so I was born in Britain and basically stayed there until the end of high school. So basically 18 years before coming to Hiroshima University. So yeah, yeah, so you can consider me as a British citizen, more or less. And yeah, well, my parents are both Japanese, so I also have a Japanese nationality. And usually people talk to me in Japanese, so yeah. So I'm okay. Kind of bilingual right now. Yes.
Okay, very good, very good. And as you can all hear, Sean has a British accent. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so hello, everyone. My name is Pin. My real name is Ponpan Washawanku, but it's very long and very hard to pronounce. So you can just call me Pin, as it is my nickname. And I'm from Thailand, so I'm 100% Thai. And I've been living in Thailand since I was born, and I've never been to any English-speaking countries before. I've been in Japan for a year and a half already, and I'm also a second-year IGS student, which is Department of Integrated Global Studies in the School of Integrated Art and Science.
Good.
So nice to meet you all.
Good, thank you. And can you tell us a little about your families, Pin? How many brothers and sisters do you have, for example?
There are 4 people in my family. I have one older sister. She's now a master's student in Thailand, studying, I think, anthropology or history or something like that.
Okay. And Sean?
Oh, yes. I have one younger brother, 2 years younger than me. So he started school in London, university in London, just over a month ago. And yeah, he's majoring in physics and he's probably more intelligent than me. So yes.
I doubt it. Okay, thank you very much. So today we're talking about 2 very exciting places, Thailand and Britain. First, can you tell us a little about the geography, the weather, the biggest cities like that? How about we begin, Sean?
Oh, okay. If you first imagine what Britain is like, people often say it's like a wet and gloomy impression. But then where I was living in London, it's actually not the case. And yeah, so it's kind of like a myth, actually, because the average rainfall is only about 500 millimeters, and in New York, it rains more, actually, than London.
Oh, New York, and, yeah, rains kind more of, than London.
Yeah,
okay.
And it's kind of due to like a geographical landscape kind of thing. So there's basically terrain over the west coast, which kind of blocks the humid air that comes into the island from the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay.
Which kind of helps to stop the rainfall. And yes, so the cities, the most popular city is of course London, which is about 9 million people. And then and then follows Birmingham, Manchester. So if you're following like the football Premier League, then you probably know the cities. And yeah, so they each have like a population of 3 million. And yeah, that's kind of it.
Have you been to different parts of Britain?
Yes, of course. Well, my grandparents are living in Japan and they often came to England and we basically traveled around the UK. So we went to quite a lot of places like Liverpool, Birmingham, Manchester. And we also had the London Olympics as well. So
good. And Pin, can you tell us a little about Thailand?
Very different from Britain and Japan. Thailand is a very, very hot country. That's like the best definition. It's like a hot country. So it is located in the tropics area. So the climate is quite tropical, and but still very high in temperature and humidity.
Right.
And technically, there are three seasons, like summer, winter, or like dry season and rainy seasons, but they're not that distinctively different. So I would just say it's like a hot whole year long, and three seasons would be like very, very hot and just hot. And yeah, the very famous city, I would say Bangkok, which is the capital city, is in the center of Thailand. And there are also other tourist cities such as Chiang Mai, which is in the northern part. So it would be a bit colder than Bangkok, but still not that very cold. Like the coldest temperature would be 25. That's like the coldest temperature in Thailand.
Oh, okay. And wow.
Yeah, our normal temperature would be like 35. That's very normal for us.
Okay, good. And you are from Bangkok?
Yes, right? I'm from Bangkok.
Okay, what do you think about Bangkok?
It's a very unique city, like very rich in like historical backgrounds, but also very, very developed, very civilized. Like you would have all those developed technologies like SkyTrain, department stores, and all those stuff. But at the same time, you have those very unique temples, very historically important shrines or like palaces and things like that. So okay, it's a very mixed city.
Good, good, good. Next, I'd like to talk about something that everybody really loves, food. What are the typical foods in each country? Pin, since we're in Thailand.
Yeah, Thai food, like talking about Thai food is just talking about spicy food.
Spicy
talking about
food,
chili.
Right.
Yeah, spicy food. And if you know green curry,
Yeah,
that's also Thai food. Or kapao rice, like kapao rice, that's also Thai food. And like tom yam gung, which is like spicy soup with shrimp. Yeah. But
yeah.
So if you cannot eat spicy food, it would be quite hard to live in Thailand, I would say.
Okay. How about the desserts in Thailand?
Most of the desserts here use coconut milk. Yeah, so there's like coconut milk ice cream or like coconut milk with bananas. Like most of them use coconut milk.
Okay, sounds good. And how about in Britain? We maybe have an image not so great. Is that true?
Yeah.
I'm not really sure as well, because I don't. When I searched up British cuisine, it came up with like a lot of things, because British people basically eat anything, and it's kind of related to the colonial history. So basically, they've accepted like a lot of food from around the world. So basically, you can eat a lot of variety of foods from Europe or India or China or the post-colonial countries. And so, but I guess the main thing is probably going to be like fish and chips or Sunday roast.
What do you think about fish and chips, Sean?
Yeah, I actually quite like it. So every time I go back to the UK, I definitely have it once. But yeah,
right,
apart from that, I can't really say much.
Okay. Next, let's talk about sports. What are the most popular sports in Britain and Thailand?
I would say football, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, football is very popular in Thailand for some reasons.
Oh.
Actually, there's like a Thai football player playing Japanese team as well. I mean, I don't really know him, but I've heard of that.
Okay.
But our national sport is actually Thai boxing.
Okay.
And actually, we have to learn that in school as well.
Oh.
Yeah. So I did Thai boxing in high school for like a year and I hated it. I'm like,
wow.
This is not for me.
Even the girls. Wow.
Yeah. I was in all-girl high school, but I still had to do Thai boxing.
How is Thai boxing unique?
I think there are some traditions or like kind of like ceremonies that we have to do before we start doing it. Perhaps that's the only difference I know.
Okay.
Compared to like normal boxing.
Okay, good. And the sports in Britain, Sean?
Yes. I think Britain's kind of home to quite a lot of sports, but then football is probably one of the biggest ones. There's the Barclays Premier League, which Japanese people also like to watch. And there was also rugby. So in 2015, 5 years ago, there was the World Cup for rugby, and they were like really chaos about the Japan versus South Africa match. And when Japan won, everyone was just like congratulating me because Japan was probably one of the weakest countries in the and then they won again. They beat South Africa, which was like one of the best teams. So yeah, and so they just congratulating me on the bus and stuff like that. Yeah,
good and work, then, yeah. Sean. You did very well.
Yeah, I didn't do much, but yeah. And yeah, we also have tennis and cricket. So tennis is like Wimbledon, and cricket is basically like basically like baseball, but very posh.
Very good.
Yeah.
Next, let's talk about another topic that everyone really likes: music. What are some music types of music in Britain, for example?
Well, I guess it's kind of the music that's popular in Japan, which is also popular in England, and especially rock bands. So so recently everyone was going mad about Queen because of the Bohemian Rhapsody, and then there's also like Beatles and Coldplay, which are also famous rock bands.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. How about Thailand? What kind of music is popular there?
I would say like Thai music or T-pop is not very popular overseas nor in Thailand, so I don't really know any like Thai pop bands that is very 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 famous. I don't know any, but actually Western music or K-pop is very popular there.
Okay, good. And which is more popular, Chinese music or American music, for example?
American music, I would
say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But Japanese singers are also kind of popular in Thailand.
Yeah, a little bit, but I would say Japanese, like all the pop cultures, like anime, is more popular there compared to like music.
Okay, good. Okay, next we have a kind of a serious topic, politics. Can you tell us a little about the political situation in Thailand?
Political situation in Thailand is not very like stable right now.
Right.
Yeah, many younger people protesting for something. And the government is kind of against that and stuff like that. So it's not very stable right now.
Right. But this year in the news, it's been a lot. Right. What are they protesting against again?
Probably the current government and also the monarch as a whole. It's quite like a serious topic. Yeah.
Okay, good. And how about in Britain? What is the situation these days?
Well, Britain, I think they're kind of dealing with the COVID-19 issue right now. But then before the thing, they were kind of talking about the Brexit thing. UK leaving the EU. A few years ago, there was the referendum for the elections for staying or leaving the EU. And then the actual results were like 51% was leave and 49% was remain. So basically we're kind of divided in the country right now. And so UK actually left the EU in January 2020 this year, and it's currently in the transition period for the 11 months. And new regulations will apply from January 2021 next year, so there will be restrictions to movements.
Okay, good. Okay, and the final question today is about the people in Thailand and Britain. Can you tell us what the typical person, what kind of personality does a typical person have? Who would like to go first?
I'll go first. So yes, British people, I think overall they're quite friendly, and they basically help you quite a lot. So if you're with a buggy and you're like stuck in the stairs, 3 seconds later a gentleman would just come to you and like help you with it, and then they're just gonna leave like no problem, have a good day, and then they just leave, and then that's like the kind of British friendliness.
Okay, very good. Yeah. Okay, and how about in Thailand, can you sum up in a few words the typical person? What do they like, what don't they like, for example?
I think Thai people love to smile.
We're
regarded as like a land of smile. Doesn't mean that we always laugh or things like that, but we are quite chill, like very very relaxed, very chill and quite positive. And our favorite word is it's okay, or like don't worry, it's okay. We say that all the time, So we are like, we are very chill, very relaxed.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, unfortunately, we don't have any more time today, but continuing next week, Pin and Sean will be back with us, and we'll talk more in detail about Thailand and Britain next month. We hope you all can come back. See you next time. Bye-bye.
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 いかがでしたか？今回の異文化ディスカッションは Zoom を使い遠隔収録を試みました。お聞き苦しい点もあったかと思いますが、 Zoom によるトーク楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？タイとイギリス、どちらも日本人に馴染みが深く、海外旅行先として人気がありますね。今はなかなか海外には出られませんが、そんな中で日本にいる留学生と交流を図ることは異文化理解の大事な一歩になると思います。お二人には次回以降もいろいろと語ってもらいましょう。それでは次回の異文化ディスカッションまで、ごきげんよう。